Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning. Round two. All right, let's head over to Lake Houston Way. Let's get hooked up with John Littleton, see what he's up to this morning. John, good morning.
Hey, Captain Mickey, how are you today?
I couldn't be better, and you?
Oh, man, just living the dream.
Yes, sir.
Living the dream. getting a really good suntan, I know that.
It's not hard to get one. You can get sunburned just mowing the yard right now.
I know it. I put on half a gallon of that stuff, I think, last weekend, and I still got sunburned. But maybe I just don't have the right stuff. I don't know. I'll figure out something, but
sometimes I've got stuff in my boat. I have to clean it out under the seat. You know, people throw it in there when they come fishing, don't take it with them, and it expires. It just gets old, and it doesn't work as good.
Yeah. Well, you know, knowing me, I probably bought some of the cheaper stuff instead of the good stuff. So, you know, now if it's a fish bait, I don't know. You know, I'd pay whatever it is just to get it. Hey, y'all were talking about those trackers. Man, I need a tracker for some of these bass. Man.
Oh, yeah. That's big money, though. It ain't cheap.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I know you guys run into it also. I mean, we can go and catch some fish early on some pads, and then we cannot figure out where they go after they, you know, after the morning bite. You know, I don't. We're fishing the paths, you know, afterwards. We're flipping it, pitching it, you know, whatever. Mm. And we won't get a bite. And we fish in areas all around, you know, and we can't catch them. But they're there.
Yeah, they may. They may not move. They just probably turn off. They kind of go dormant and suspend and just sit there. And
I guess.
You know, their bite windows at a certain time every day, and you got to be there and be throwing at them when they go off, when they're interested.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just, it's kind of frustrating.
You know, especially bass, you know, you don't have a tide change. They're not going to get with the tide and move, you know, 4 or 5 miles or anything like that. They're pretty much an in and out fish, you know, shallow to deep, back and forth kind of deal.
Well, there's a couple points, you know, that we're fishing. And they got some pads on them, we're thinking, well, they go out to the deeper water on those points, and we go out there and throw crankbait, Carolina rig, you know, football jig, shaky head. We throw a kitchen sink at them, and, you know, heck, we just can't catch them. And, like, it might be what you're saying, you know, they could just not, they're full, they just don't want to eat.
Yeah, and sometimes I see this with trout, you know, like when we're wade fishing in the summer like it is right now. A lot of times, you know, you'll start out in the mornings catching them where you're wading about, you know, crotch deep, you know, 2.5 feet of water, maybe throwing down or throwing out, you know, deeper if you got a ledge or a primary or secondary point, you know, some kind of undulation on the bottom, holding them while they're on feed. And then, you know, you may get a tide drop, and those fish – will do just the opposite of what you think they're going to do. Think, well, it's hot, it's the heat of the day, and they're going to roll out deep and lay off that ledge. A lot of them will go in there and get in 1.5 feet, 2 feet of water, and you got to get against the bank and throw at them. Use top waters, you know, to to draw some strikes just to get them going. And it's weird how, you know, you think, well, it's so hot today, I don't think they're going to go shallow. Well, they'll fool you. They'll go in there real skinny in the middle of the day, in the heat of the day.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because we actually, you know, are finding that, and we've always found it, not all the time, but even fishing boat docks, Mickey, you know, up in the day, you think they're going to be out on the end of those docks or where the boat sits. It's always a little bit deeper, you know, and you know, it might be 3 or 4 foot deep out there, but you don't forget to go around to the back and throw in that foot and a half of water.
Right.
You know, especially on Lake Houston, you know, fish those walkways out to the, you know, to the boat dock. And they will. They'll get up there in that shallow water, you know, and I don't know. I wouldn't want to be. It's got to be hot, you know. We caught some fish, you know, last weekend that, I mean, water temps upper 80s, you know, 90 degrees. And that's almost sushi, you know. So you just take them out of the water and scale them and eat them. But, you know. I wouldn't, but you know, I mean, I'm just joking, but, you know, they'll get up there in that real shallow water. Now, we are finding those fish are, you know, you can't throw a moving bait to catch them versus out on toward the ends of the docks, you can throw a spinner bait or a small crank bait and catch them. But, you know, the ones that are up under those walkways, you got to fit some kind of little small jig or a plastics or something to get them to bite. They won't bite. Not for us. I mean, that's just, you know, for me. But, you know, and the docks are getting right now, Mickey. The water's back down. You know, you can skip, flip under them real good. And the fish are starting to move up and set up on those docks. So, you know, it's beginning to get right. I think we got another little weather maker coming in. I don't know what that's going to do, but, you know,
I don't think it's going to do anything over this way. I think it's mostly going to be central to eastern Louisiana and then on up through Mississippi and, you know, flowing out that way through the weekend.
Yeah. Well, that's good, but, you know, it still took over 16 pounds to win last weekend. So,
well, that's,
you know,
good.
At Lake Houston. So, you know, it's, I mean, and that's been pretty much kind of the average, you know, for the, you know, 16, 18 pounds, you know, something like that. You know, I mean, that's just a good average stringer. I'll take those every day for Lake Houston. But, they're biting, and, you know, we're seeing a lot more recreational people out, which is great. You know, there's a lot of people out, you know, a lot of families out, Mickey. I mean, man, boat dealers are to be doing really well. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of new boats out. You know, people are out riding around, and, you know, it's good to see. But I did want to mention there's an area up the East Fork. It's just a sandy beach area. A lot of people use it to, they'll park their boats and go and swim. And, they, you know, the Lake Patrol, they put some, marker buoys out there. So you slow down,
right,
you know, when you go through that area. Well, the marker buoys had either drifted off or got moved but I talked to them again this week and they were able to get those marker buoys back up. So, you know, if anybody's out there and, you know, that area right through there narrows down to probably about 75, 80 yards wide. And, you know, a lot of kids and, you know, they'll float kind of good ways out into that and, you know, and swim. And, you know, you're running through there with a boat, you know, you got to be careful. So.
Those buoys have do they have a no wake written on them?
Yes, yeah, they're no wake buoys. Yeah, and it's a long idle, you know, around that curve right there. It's a long idle, but you know, we need, you know, you just need to watch, you know, when right. you're running up that way, because they will. I've seen people swim across from the Kingwood side over to there, and, you know, heck, you might look and think, oh, there's no boat coming, but, you know, these boats running 60, 70 miles an hour up through there.
They can be there in a heartbeat. They'll be quick. Yeah, they will. They'll be on you in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So, and it's just a good recreational area. You know, it's a lot of sand there. You can beach your boat and go play in the sand, play in the water. You know, I've taken my grandkids there. It's a good little area to go
right.
to. So, I'll probably get phone calls telling me, hey, don't say that, because then we'll have more people up there. But, you know, that's the way it is. It is. It's a really good area. There's
build
one
it,
on the south
come.
End also. Yeah, there's a good area on the south end, too, down by, well, it's kind of halfway between the railroad track and Dusa Park.
Well, every body of water on the coast has a sandbar, and everybody, you know, all the party animals love the sandbars.
Right. Well, you know, you're out there riding around, you know, you need to stop, you know, and get out and walk around and go play in the sand and let the kids build them a sand castle and, you know, so whatever, but go play in the water, but cool off. But now getting back to fishing, it's been good, Mickey. The catfishing has slowed down quite a bit.
Has it?
Shad quit running those bulkheads. So, you know, that there again, you got to go out there and find those catfish, you know, and sit on them. And some of those guys, they can catch them. They'll get out there and find them. And crappie slowed way down also. So, but you can still catch some. You know, don't get me wrong. You can still go out there and catch them. It seems like still on the catfish, the best baits at shad, even though you're out fishing deeper, you know, you can tight line, you know, a little, you know, some cut shad or something. And then, you know, the minnows, you're going to have to fish 12 to 14, 15, 18 foot deep with slip corks or something, or you can tight line minnows or jigs for those also and catch them. But no, life's pretty good out there right now. I was texting Randy yesterday. We're going to make a trip up to Rayburn, so we're going to try to go up there and catch a few fish. I hear they're catching 40, 50 a day bass, so, you know, I want to go up there and get me some of that. Get tuned up again. So,
yep, that lake is full to the brim. It's right at about 10:30 something above pool this morning.
Yeah, I haven't been up there in I don't know, since last year, but I haven't been there this year. But
well, it's
I
big.
Keep saying it's
bigger
gonna
than
be
you
a
think.
New lake for me.
Yeah, it is. It's huge.
It's gonna be. A new lake, yeah, yes. but I don't know. It just go look at some different water and see some different things, and you know how it is. But
yeah, plus 10 feet 22 inches this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's up a little bit, actually, because I looked at it the other day, and it was 10.10.
Well, back on the 7th of June, right now it's at 174.62. On the 7th of June, it was 175.21.
Wow.
So it was almost, well, that'd be, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's the highest I've ever seen it or heard of it. That's Sam
yeah,
Rayburn is pretty
I know.
Big right now. A lot of water. But, boy, the fish are liking it, and the fishermen, too. You know, there's not that many boat ramp accessibility, but boy, when you get out there, they're doing good. They're throwing frogs and all that kind of stuff up in that timber. And, well, the buck brush, you can't see anymore. It's 6 feet below the surface. You can just troll motor up over that into the into the brush, and once you find them, they're schooling pretty good in there from what I hear. Jeffcoat was telling me a buddy he knows caught a 12-2 the other day on a frog.
Wow, that's yeah, giant. That'll
make your day right there, bud.
Yeah, well,
John,
it will.
I got to run. I got to roll, but if somebody wants to give you a call, throw them out a number, man.
Sure, they can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All right,
y'all,
buddy.
Just be careful out there.
John, have a happy Father's Day weekend and be safe.
You too, Mickey. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bud. Thank you. See ya. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. It's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 521 in the Bayou City. Let's run down Texas City way now. And let's check in with our good friend. I'll just call him Texas City Dave, Mr. Dave Fremont. On the dike, see what's happening. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better than you.
I'm about the same. Just about the same. Thought we'd take a little ride out here on this Texas City dike this morning and give you an idea of what's going on. And there ain't a whole lot except that people are starting to stack up. They're coming out here to fish. They mean business.
Yeah, they do.
Stay out of their way, these guys with these $500,000 boats and stuff. They want to get out there and get things going. So I'll find me a place to pull over and let them cats get on out there to that big old boat ramp out there at the very end. But I looked a minute ago, it's 83 degrees. That's really getting warm. It's staying warm all night long now, Mickey.
Yes, it is.
But it's going to be a pretty morning, it looks like. I looked at the bait flags as I stopped in at Boyd's, and we had a pretty good kick. Looked like a northeast wind. I don't know what it's showing on the computer, but out here in the real world, it's kind of hard to tell. It'll swing around.
That's what I'm showing, anything from east to northeast.
Yeah, so I don't know, with all this here talk about this storm, I'm kind of with you. It sure looks like they've all got it predicted to head a whole lot more east. But it always has a little bit of effect on the water in terms of tide. I know that the city of Texas City decided to err on the side of safety, and they're already planning on shutting the tidal floodgates today.
Right, and there, so, at Moses, yeah, that's what I figured they'd probably try to close that. But what I'm seeing as far as tide-wise, east of us, you know, maybe from Calcasieu over, they're showing 1 to 3 foot above normal tides. I don't know how much that'll affect us, but we are going to get that northeast flow off of it, so that will bump our tides up here in our bay. So,
yeah,
good for them.
It looks like it's about maybe a foot above normal right now. Just looking at it here quick, so I don't know. I probably ain't going to have a whole lot of change, but, boy, I spun up around here by one of these little piers, and there's just a ton of bait out on that water. When they saw these headlights come up on them, they just were scattering everywhere, so there's a lot of bait. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if some people don't catch some nice fish here this morning, Mickey, maybe even some off the rocks. It's just a matter of how you want to fish it and what you want to use. I did notice that Boyd's is low on bait this morning. I know they didn't have any live croaker, and the live shrimp was going in a hurry. And so I noticed that a couple of our shrimpers are getting all their stuff together out there on the boat dock to head out. So as soon as they start seeing a little sunrise peeking up, they'll throw the nets out and get with it. That'll be in by mid-morning sometime with some more. Don't ever like to see the folks come out here on the dike and must not have any bait, but it happens. Sometimes you just can't get enough to meet the demand. But I did notice that our good friends across the street over at Lee's Bait and Tackle looked like they had both of their flags going, so with croaker and live shrimp. So check them out if you're over this way, and they might be able to fix you up and get you going as well. They're good folks, and it looks like they've got some live bait. But we've got plenty of dead and all that other stuff over there at Boyd's if you're wanting to fish that way. And then a whole shelf full of plastic stuff, but if you like fishing with lures, we've got enough over there, different varieties to get you going and catch you some of these speckled trout, maybe a redfish or two along the way. There has been a couple of good reports and some activity at our cleaning table and the ones right there close at the very beginning of the dike here the last several days. And I think there's been a black drum or two that showed up on our little old fishing page, and still a couple of jackfish are getting somebody's way and tear their world up as far as tackle goes and everything.
Jackfish.
Yeah, but we'll see how things go. And this little low northeast breeze, I don't know if it's going to get bigger or smaller, but it might keep some of the skeeters off of you. Who knows? And as hot as it's been, you're kind of begging for a little bit of a breeze, if you know what I mean, Captain.
Yeah, it's malaria weather. right now, it's northeast at 11 where you're at. I'm looking. I dropped a pin on you. I got you. It's northeast at 11 there. The North Jetty is northeast at 14.
Well, that pretty much says it all right there. I think that's what
it
is.
It's come up a little, you know, in the last hour or so. When I first went on air, it was about 4 to 5 everywhere, but it's coming up. So,
yeah, I believe it's going to be all right. That's not stopping a whole lot of folks right there.
No. Get an idea. Nice and cool this morning, cooler than normal.
As long as we don't have anything sneak up on us like what came up the other evening, and that turned into be a pretty good blow right here on the coast.
That was a rip shorter, wasn't it? That was a good one. I wouldn't want to have been on the water when that hit.
One of these porta cans, Mickey, went a-flying and went out into the Texas City Channel, and it was I thought it was a small boat, but I guess you could say it was. But they had all kind of Tech City crew out there and a piece of heavy equipment reaching out there trying to get it. And some folks were
crappy fishing.
And folks already started. They started talking, saying it smelled like there was somebody dead inside of it and all that stuff.
Oh, Lord.
They retrieved it, and I don't know if they just shook it out and stood it back up or what. But
that's when you know you're in a slump, Dave, if you're in a porta can and a blow comes in and blows you in the water. you're pretty much in a big slump.
Well, you never know out here on the old Texas City dike.
No,
you never know what
goes on out on that dike.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
A lot of it you don't even want to know.
No, true. I'm telling you. Oh, gosh. Well, so the way it sounds, you're out of croaker this morning, but you still got some live shrimp at Boyd's?
There's a good chance. I've been away from there for about 15 minutes now to head out here to give you some kind of a silly report. And I would imagine they're getting close to being out of live shrimp. But as I mentioned, right across the street over there are good friends at Lee's Bait and Tackle. Their flags were going. Don't know how much they had, but they did have both croaker and live shrimp. So, boy, if we don't have it, we try to steer people to where to go to get it. And so it looks like our neighbors right across the street have some for this morning, maybe get us over the hump until our shrimpers get back in. But, we'll see what happens here when the sun comes up. There's some ship activity, some oil tankers coming down the Texas City Channel. So everybody be careful as you're making your way out there on the water. If you're going out on the channel side and crossing over to go towards Pelican Island or inside the Galveston Channel or something like that, just be careful on that old water and have a good time.
Watch them ship wakes. You got it. Well, hey, if somebody wants to, what's a good way to call down to Boyd's and check on bait availability before they make that run down there? What's some good info for them, Dave?
Well, for that, other than being able to listen on your fine program and getting the straight scoop right here and now, they can check in and see. I would imagine that our live shrimp won't come in until around, at the earliest, 11:30, something like that. So you don't even have to call. I don't think we're going to miraculously get any bait before then. But after 12 o'clock, just a good old 409-945-4001. And then if we do get some in earlier, I'll jump on Facebook and make a post there. But the folks there at the store will be happy to help you.
You got it. And y'all are located at 227 Dyke Road, BoydsOneStop.com. If you can't find them, they can't be found.
Hey.
Everybody's out of pocket.
Well, Mickey, thank you very much for letting me stop in this morning. I wish you a great weekend, everybody else as well. And be safe on the water and have a good time. And don't get none of that heat stroke or any other stuff you can get
from
being out there.
Brother. You got that right. And happy Father's Day to you, Dave. Y'all have a
happy
great
Father's
weekend over there.
Happy Father's Day to you and all.
Happy belated birthday to Jason, too. His birthday was, what, Wednesday?
Yeah, it sure was. And I didn't get a chance to spank him, but I'll see him here pretty soon.
We'll make up for it later. We'll get him cornered somewhere. I don't know. He's pretty tough rascal. I don't know whether I'd want to give him a spanking or not. You'll have to hold him.
Well, he would have to let me hold him.
He's
still strapping and tough for
his age. He's strong as a bull, I guarantee you, man. All right, Dave. Well, hey, you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe out there, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, Dave. See you, bud. All right. All right, that's Dave Fremont. We just call him Texas City Dave. Great guy down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. And I need to take a moment to tell you about Belleville Meat Market, located in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. And if you're looking for quality cuts of meat for Father's Day this weekend, look no farther than the Belleville Meat Market. They've been owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now, and great people to work with, great service, excellent quality, and check out all their different flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from, 28 great flavors. And check out their award-winning summer sausage also, whether you like the jalapeno cheese or sweet chipotle, they've got it all. And excellent quality and packaging also. It stays fresh in the freezer forever. You can check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 537 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town area. Probably sunny San Leon this morning. Check in with Captain Steve Hillman. Hillman, what's up?
Trying to make my way across the bay. Hey, is the wind bad in the phone?
Not too bad. I can live with that.
Okay, I'm tucked down behind my console. I got my nose into the wind. It's blowing a little bit, man.
Yeah, it started coming up before that sunrise, man. I knew it would. It always does.
Yeah. There's some kind of tournament today.
Uh-oh,
I got an early
really?
Start.
On a Friday?
Oh, I got an early start. I still had to wait in line to put the boat in, nowhere to park. I'm going to have to find some kind of prescription drugs to get on or something, man. I can't keep doing this.
You can't take it anymore.
My nerves are shot, Doc.
I need some help.
Yeah, I need a psychiatrist and a good one before it's all over.
Boy.
And then you get out here and it's blowing. It's probably blowing 16 or 17 out of it. Looks like straight northeast, man.
It's northeast. It's exactly 13 to 14 at Eagle Point right now.
Is that not? That must be not.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Yeah. Okay. So about 15, 16 miles an hour.
Hey, at 4 o'clock, it was like 6, you know.
I know. Hey, it's like yesterday and maybe the day before, I got up at about 3:15, 3:30. It was going like 2 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour. And like yesterday, I put the boat in the water, and the instant we left, it started blowing. I mean, it was calm for about a minute, and kind of changed our plans a little bit. We still did real well yesterday. Yesterday was actually one of the better bites we've had. We got real lucky and landed on a pile of fish yesterday. It was slicking real good.
Good.
But, yeah, so I've up until this week, most of my trips have been pretty good, but pretty productive with only maybe – one slow one a week. Well, this week it's been like half and half. I've had a couple of slow ones and then a couple of really good ones. But a lot of that has to do with the boat traffic and of course the wind, you know. a lot of these little nook and cranny areas that I like to fish that used to be kind of top secret stuff. They're kind of turning into community stuff now.
Forget that now. Forget it.
Yeah. Oh, man. But hold on. I'm going to slow this boat down a little bit.
Are you running on plane?
No, I just slowed it down some.
Oh,
I've been down behind the console.
Well, it's really coming through pretty good, considering you were moving
around. Okay, yeah, I'm tucked about as – I'm almost on my knees behind this console. If I stand up, like, if I stand up for a minute, hear that?
Yeah.
It's not good. But, but no, overall, it's fishing's been about, you know, same as it has been. Just like I said, the added variable in the last week, week and a half, is increased boat traffic.
Well, you knew that was going to happen when conditions got favorable and the winds laid down, and, you know, with the way the fish are kind of piled up in certain areas anyway, and it's just going to create a lot of, a lot of adversity for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it happens every year. It happens every year. We try to stay 2, 3, 4 weeks ahead of the meat fleet and everybody else. And
I like that. Meat
usually fleet. Usually do a pretty good job.
There's not any meat gazing going on out there, is there?
But, you know, used to you could stay a month and a half ahead of the game, and now you're lucky to get in a week and a half before people show up.
They're already texting you before you ever get home and telling you what you caught them on and where you caught them. Hey, you know.
I had a guy the other day tell me, he said, "Hey, man, some fish showed up over there on that spot you like to fish." And I wanted to say, yeah, like 2 months ago. I mean, don't you love when people tell you where fish are that you've been on? Whatever.
Well,
but no, it's
haven't you noticed other fishermen, they love to give away somebody else's fish?
Yeah. But overall, man, it's like I said, I can't complain. It's just there's nothing you can do about the predicament we're in once again this year with the fresh water everywhere. You got a lot of the guys from up north, you know, Baytown and Anahuac, all those guys over here on this side, and you can't blame it. Hey, you can't blame anybody. You got to make a living.
Well, I'm not
there. I would do the same thing. Yeah.
I'm not there. I folded.
Well,
I'll wait. I'm done for now. Till my water gets right. You know, don't worry about me coming down there.
Come on, man. The more the merrier.
No, I'll take your word for it.
I felt like I was fishing in a bass tournament. I don't watch much TV, and I certainly don't watch many fishing shows. But I remember sitting in your studio one morning, and you've got that TV in there. It's on the Outdoor Network or whatever it's on. And
right.
There was some bass tournament. There was some bass tournament going on, and all the boats, all these pro bass anglers are lined up fishing these boathouses and stuff, and they're like 30, 40 feet apart, maybe 30, 40 yards apart. I felt like that the other day. I forget what day of the week it was, but, man, we had a boat pull up on one on my port. Another boat pulled up on my starboard. I said, well, I just put the anchor out, and we'll sit here and fish this one little patch of water we got left. But it needs to salt up, man. It needs to salt up so it might spread out, you know. And we don't have the stack up that we had, you know. We talk about stack ups, but we don't have the stack up that we had, even 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when the water over here was really gnarly, when you couldn't see 2-3 inches down in it, nobody was really fishing in it. We had a really good stack up then. It was really easy fishing. We actually have some clarity to the water now in the you know, Galveston Bay proper areas, you know, central part of Galveston Bay and lower and Dickinson Bay, all that. It's looking a lot better, and these fish are not stacked up like they were. You actually have to work for them even when it's calm. It's not a gimme.
No, they're going to spread out now. You know, as it it gets saltier, they'll start spreading out, and then everybody will be crying again. Where'd all the fish go?
Yeah. But I'm still changing it up a lot. I mean, I put in at Waterman's a couple of times earlier this week, fished West Bay. Didn't do too good over there. We had 9 or 10 fish one day and a bunch of little ones. But I'm still trying to move around and find different stuff. But I hate to say it, I keep going back to the same stuff where we're really catching them. And that's all we can do.
Well, you have to.
We're still fishing. Yeah. But we're still fishing. I'm still fishing hard shell and 4 to 7 foot of water. Nothing's changed. Nothing's going to change for a while until the water gets salty. Once it salts up and the wind gets right, there's some areas out on the channel we'll probably start fishing and stuff with this water temperature being 85, 87 degrees. I've made a run out there a couple of times, but I haven't even had a bite. You could drink the water out there the other day when I was out there.
Yeah, it's still kind of...
It's all fresh.
You're getting a lot of water coming out of my bay all through that, but it'll change that river drops and we get a little stability. Start getting some green tides coming through them jetties into the bay, but what are you mostly catching your fish on? Soft plastics like Little Johns and stuff or what?
With the exception of, I think it was... Oh man, I'm getting my days. This is, I think, it's like 13 days in a row for me. I'm trying to remember what day it was.
You had one day. I remember you telling me y'all had a really good topwater bite.
Maybe Monday. Yeah, Monday we caught some fish on top. I had Emery, one of your listeners, Emery, his buddy Jimmy, and a guy named Glenn. And it was kind of a learning trip, but we fished too. They wanted me to show them around West Bay and stuff. And we only had 9 legal trout, but we caught 3 or 4 good ones on top, but we lost 4 or 5 on top and had a lot of blowups. Mm-hmm. And then Emery caught a couple of pretty good ones on a Little John.
Yeah,
he was throwing that. It looks like a chicken on a chain. I don't know what beer lure calls it, but he was doing pretty good on that. We had a lot of little fish that day. God dang, man, it's so rough out here. It was picking up even more.
I can hear it, man. That's that's not what we wanted today.
No. But almost everything's soft plastic.
Right.
Just same old deal. And I pretty much throw a 16th. Every once in a while I put an 8th on. But had Mr. D. Atkins and his grandson Mitchell yesterday, and they were both, I think Mitchell was throwing a quarter and Mr. D. Atkins was throwing an 8th. And Mitchell, he put on a clinic yesterday, a kid. He was something else, man. He was putting it on pretty good. So I don't know. I think it's based on your retrieve. And if you're throwing mono versus braid, I think if you're throwing braid, you can get by with throwing a quarter, doing a lot of the stuff I'm doing because that braid sinks so much slower.
Sure.
Especially if you tied straight braid, you know.
Right.
Me, I throw braid, but I put a 5 or 6 foot fluorocarbon leader, so mine sinks a little faster than it would if you were just throwing straight braid. But I've always liked real light jig heads. Unless it's just really windy and there's a lot of current, I'll seldom go to a quarter.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's, a lot of it has to do with the fishermen, you know, the rate they retrieve it and the gear ratio on their reel and all that kind of stuff.
Well, there's that loose nut behind the steering wheel theory, you know. It's whoever's holding the rod, and it, you know, presentation techniques. Everybody has their own way of catching fish.
That's exactly right.
I know some really good fishermen that fish good like we do, and I've seen them throw 3 8-ounce heads while they're wade fishing. I'm going, good grief! But you know, that's when the fish are in that crazy mode where they're just snapping and biting, and they're working it so fast.
Yeah.
You know, to keep it off the bottom, and the fish really respond to it good. So sometimes it works.
Yeah, I remember it's a lot of it has to do with the fishermen. I remember we were pre-fishing for some kind of tournament. This is years ago. I think it was me and Randy Shipley and Jake White and John Storm. And John, we're all waiting. And John was throwing a 3 8-ounce jig head, waiting.
Yeah, that's that Jimmy Lloyd technique. I've seen Jimmy Lloyd do it. Yeah, they are. They're related.
Yeah.
Yep.
But now, one thing real quick. I don't know how much time I have, but I was going to tell
you
yesterday.
You got a couple minutes.
Okay. So when me and Mr. D. Atkins and Mitchell pulled off those fish yesterday morning, we went to try to catch redfish. I think we might have caught one undersized. That's all I'm really catching. But we caught 5 or 6 more decent trout, and we caught some little ones. But I was getting ready to leave, and I caught a nice flounder too. But I was getting ready to leave this one little spot. It was about 3.5 foot of water, and the wind was pushing us up on this little ridge. It comes up to about 1.2, 1.3. I mean, basically 1.5 foot of water. Water temperature was 87 degrees, middle of the day. and I'm telling them to reel in, and I start reeling in. I got a 4-pound trout hit my lure, hit my worm, and we all started catching trout in a foot and a half of water,
yep.
Middle of the day, and like in bath water. And there was no bait there.
I was just talking to John Littleton about that. You know, these sometimes in the middle of the day in the heat, these trout will go real shallow when you think they ought to be rolling out deep, and they've gone even skinnier. We were just talking about that.
I mean, it happens every year, it seems like, but we think we know the patterns and all this kind of stuff, and every once in a while the trout show us that we don't really know. We're going to have to try some unorthodox stuff today, I think. I don't think I'm going to be able to go where I went yesterday.
Not the way it's looking.
Yeah, a little too much. And every area that's protected, every little nook and cranny is going to have a boat in it today with this tournament. I don't know what tournament this is, but it doesn't matter.
But I guess not.
We're out here, so we're going to give it hell.
I know you will. That's the only bad thing about running out of Eagle Point area over there where you're at is, you know, a northeast wind is just, you know, it's right in your face when you come out of there.
Yeah, it really is. And sometimes we have some protection. I mean, I'm still catching some fish in the lake in Moses. And that was kind of my backup plan this morning, quite honestly. And I got a text yesterday. I'm on the Galveston County weather deal. And they said that they were going to be closing the floodgate due to that tropical depression or whatever.
Right.
But they didn't say when. They didn't say when.
Yeah.
Well it's closed. It's closed. And so there went my backup plan.
So much for plan B, brother.
Yeah.
I know where you're going to have to go now. You're going to have to run around the dike and take a right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There won't be anybody over there.
No, heck no. That's all secret fishing over there, secret spots.
It's all top secret.
Hey, right. Go find James. He don't have anybody on him. He said nobody's fishing around him.
All right, good. I'll go find him then.
Go find Plog and throw your anchor in his boat.
All right, I saw Steve. Him the other day. All right, man.
Yeah, everybody did. All right, well, hey, if somebody wants to give you a call, Steve, give them a number out, buddy.
All right, 409-256-7937.
All right, man. Throw your life jackets on and put her on the step, baby. Go get them.
Okay, man.
Hey, thanks for the report, Steve. You have a great day.
All right, you too, Mickey.
Later. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman out of San Leon. Not a good start to the morning with that northeast wind blowing right in there. So it has picked up as that sun came up, so got a little stiff northeast breeze this morning. But I wish everybody the best of luck, and we'll be back here in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.